Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health podcast. I'm Kate Boyle, and today I'm going to be chatting about what fats should you eat. Now, dieting or dietary advice seems to constantly change. Am I right? I feel that back in the 90s and even the early 2000s, we were all told that fat was bad. We needed to eliminate fat from our diet and focus on a low-fat diet. And I remember myself being in my 20s, early 20s and teens then, thinking, all right, everything's got to be low fat. And I remember seeing all the products and stuff come out. Like there was low fat yogurts and low fat ice creams. And there was this new wave of products that came out that was all about being low fat. And the thing with that is to get the taste, they bumped up the sugar. Now, since then, things have changed a lot. And there's been so many more studies that have been done to show that fat is not bad. And really, the question should be asking is, what type of fat should we eat? Because there are good fats and there are bad fats. So we're going to be delving into what are good and bad fats and what fats should we be including in our diet and where should we actually be getting them from? Because that makes a difference as well. So let's start with what we actually need fat for. And yes, we really do need it for our bodies. It actually helps in so many processes, and many of them we don't even really think about. So it helps to maintain and build cell membranes, which helps protect the cells from harmful substances. We also need it for brain function, for temperature regulation, and reproductive health, just to name a few. We also need fat for absorbing certain fat-soluble vitamins and minerals, for blood clotting, and for muscle function. And fat is essential, but as I said before, not all fats are created equal. So generally, we want to be eating more monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. And I'm sure you've heard those fats before. Some saturated fats, so that could be controversial. And we want to eliminate trans fats. So where should we be getting these fats from? Now, we always hear, I think, you know, most of us relate to hearing that we should be eating good fats and less of the bad fats. So let's sort of delve into what or which ones I've just mentioned are the good ones. And we obviously know that trans are the bad ones. Now, generally, we're going to just speak about monounsaturated fat first. So this is a good fat. And it's found in plant foods such as avocados and olives and nuts like almonds and peanuts, just to name a few. It can also be found in some oils. For example, one of the best ones is olive oil and good quality avocado and peanut oils. Now, monounsaturated fats are healthy fats and they can help in aiding weight loss, reducing heart disease, and also reducing inflammation in the body. So they're really beneficial for protecting our heart, helping us to stay healthy, and protecting us against age-related diseases such as stroke and heart disease, etc. Now, one of the other really good fats is polyunsaturated fat, and that can be found in nuts and seeds like walnuts, sunflower seeds, and oily fish. So we also know our oily fish is so great to be getting those omega-3 fatty acids as well. Now, these are really beneficial fats, the polyunsaturated fats, and they should, if you can, be consumed in its whole food source. Now, what I mean by that is we want to try to get that polyunsaturated fat from eating our seeds and our nuts and our fish rather than in the form of some of the vegetable oils. So sunflower oil, soybean oil, they do contain polyunsaturated fats. But a lot of those type of oils have been highly processed, and if heated, they become oxidized. Now, oxidization will cause increased aging and inflammation in the body, and I'll touch on that a little bit further down as we go along. But just know that if you are going to be trying to get those polyunsaturated fats, we want to try to be getting it from a food source. So natural whole foods found in nature rather than coming from a refined oil. Now, other fats that have also been shown that are good for our health and that do contain saturated fat, so some of the recommendations now for saturated fat has changed. It used to be stay away, we don't want saturated fat, it increases your cholesterol, it contributes to a higher risk of heart disease and cancer, etc., etc. Now, studies have shown that we actually do need saturated fat and it's essential. So some of the other fats that are great to eat that are found naturally in animals and plants are coconut oil, lard, ghee, and butter. Now, these type of fats require minimal to no processing. Okay, they're found in nature or they only require a little bit of processing to change it into that fat, for example, to get butter. Now, they do contain varying levels of saturated fat, but as I just stated, we need some of that saturated fat, so it's not all bad. Now, why do we need saturated fat? Well, it's the most stable fat and it's used to build about 45% of your cell membranes in your brain and your liver. And it's also about 35% in your heart and your muscle. So they're used as building blocks, essentially, saturated fat. So it's really necessary and it's really key to staying healthy. Now, the thing to think about here is that we need everything in balance. So yes, we need some saturated fat, but we also don't want to overload our diets with saturated fat too. So having a balance of monounsaturated and polyunsaturated, so there are obviously going to be higher amounts in our diet, a lower amount of saturated fat in our diet is all part of having a healthy diet. Now, I mentioned trans fats earlier, and these are a bad fat. We don't want to eat them. We don't want to buy products that contain them. They've been linked to increasing inflammation in the body, which is linked to increasing your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, the list goes on. Now, whilst trans fats aren't banned in Australia, they are banned in many countries, including the US and Canada, a lot of Europe. They were actually banned in Denmark in 2003. So it is a little bit perplexing almost why it hasn't been banned in Australia and New Zealand yet. And I'm sure it will get to that point. But as of yet, you still can find trans fats in some of your foods. More importantly, you'll probably find them just in the processed foods that you can find in the supermarket. Now, I guess the disappointing thing about trans fats here in Australia is currently companies don't have to legally list the amount of trans fats in their product unless they're making a claim on that product in relation to how much cholesterol it contains, omega-3 or 6 levels, or saturated or monounsaturated fat. So unless they're making a claim around those areas, they can have trans fats in the products and they don't have to list it. So it's just something to be aware about. A lot of companies are voluntary listing trans fats, or they are actually voluntary getting rid of trans fats from their products. So Nestle is a big company that has eliminated trans fats from its products, but there still are some out there that do contain trans fats. Now, what is a trans fat and why is it so bad? Well, a trans fat is when a liquid vegetable oil is partially hydrogenated, or it's hardened during processing, which creates a hardened fat, like a spread. So margarine or cooking fats for deep frying and shortening for baking. So you'll often see trans fats in bakery products like donuts, cakes and biscuits or chips. That sort of product line will often have them in. Why do companies use them? Because trans fats are cheap, okay? They're usually found in processed foods. So that's why if you can eat a whole food diet or if you are going to do some baking and you can do it from home, you know what's going into it. You know what fat you're using. You can use a good quality butter, okay, or olive oil, and you don't have to worry about the possibility of there being trans fats. Now, trans fats are bad, as I said before, because they contribute to so many cancers and diseases, and they do increase our aging process. Now, the other thing we want to be aware of is polyunsaturated fats, when they're heated, they turn into an artificial trans fat. So I'll say that again. Artificial trans fats form when polyunsaturated fats are heated. Now, with that being said, if we're going to use polyunsaturated oils at home to cook, we only want to use them once. If they're heated once, yes, they're oxidized, they're not amazing for the body, but they're not going to have a lasting effect on the body that we will get when trans fats are formed when these oils are used over and over. Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of places out there, so takeaway places and restaurants that will reuse the same oil. So I'm sure, you know, we've seen it all before. We've gone to have fish and chips or something and, you know, all the chips are brown, and that's because they've been reusing that same oil over and over, okay? And that's pretty much a sign that you shouldn't be eating that food, okay? That oil is really not good for you, okay? As I said before, it's become a trans fat and can contribute to lots of inflammation into the body, which can contribute to those other diseases. So the best thing you can do is say no to those French fries and order whole food instead. Avoiding fried food when you're out is definitely a goal to work towards if you can. Now, you might be thinking, what polyunsaturated oils are we looking to avoid? Okay, now there are eight. Eight of these polyunsaturated oils are the ones we are trying to avoid where and if we can. Now, those eight oils are sunflower, safflower, canola, rapeseed, rice bran. So rapeseed and rice bran are often used in restaurants more rather than home cooking. Cottonseed, corn, and soy. So these are polyunsaturated oils or will become trans fats or trans oils if and when they're heated. They are also known as omega-6 fats. Now, our bodies need omega-6 fats, okay? But we can get omega-6 fats from nuts and seeds, meat and poultry, fish and eggs. And we want to, again, try to get this omega-6 fat from whole food sources rather than from the oils. So they're going to be much more beneficial with it for us and come with so many more nutrients when we're getting them from nuts and seeds and eggs and fish than if we're just taking it from the oil, okay? Now, the hard thing is with these oils is that they are a lot cheaper in comparison to the other healthier oils like olive oil and avocado oil and coconut oil. So they're often, again, used in all your processed foods. And I don't just mean the chips and the biscuits and stuff that I touched on earlier. If you look at a lot of the mueslis in the breakfast aisle, you'll see that they have canola oils in them, okay? So it's not ideal. You'll also see when you're looking at things like your semi-dried tomatoes and you think, oh, they're really healthy, they're in oil, they'll more likely be in canola oil, not olive oil, okay? Canola oil is much cheaper, okay? You'll also find it in things like your pestos and your stir-through sauces and stir-fry sauces. If anything that has oil in it, you're going to find it's going to be one of these polyunsaturated eight oils, which is not great for your health. So where possible, you want to look at your ingredient list and you want to try to choose the best option that you can, okay? If you can make your pesto at home, okay, I know that I end up buying semi-dried tomatoes that aren't in any oil at all, and then I can mix them into my own olive oil at home. Those sorts of things would just definitely help in the long run. So to wrap up and to make that all clear, because it's a whole lot of information and, you know, eating fat, as I said at the start, is not just eating fat, it's completely different. What fat should we eat? So we want to try to eat our olive oil, our walnut and almond oil, avocado and flaxseed oils, all in moderation. We want to eat our butter, lard and ghee, and sometimes, okay, they're all the good fats, but we don't want them all the time. And we want to avoid our trans fats or the eight seed oils that when heated become trans fats. So again, to wrap up, they're sunflower, safflower, canola, rice bran, corn, cottonseed, and soybean. And when and if we can, we want to be getting our fats from whole food sources. So look to your beautiful nuts and seeds, your fish, your seafood, your grass-fed animal products that have minimal processing and really are the whole foods. So the next time that you're out, you're having a gorgeous meal at a restaurant, you want to skip those French fries and you want to ask for another serve of avocado for that good monosaturated fat. So I hope some of that clears some of that up for what fat should you eat. If you have any questions, please send me a message here at the podcast. I love touching base with you all. Thank you again to everybody that subscribed to the show. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you again next time on the podcast. Thanks for listening in to the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.